This Football Friday report is powered by the new Minnesota Lottery Viking Scratch Game. This could be your year because you've got a chance at $100,000 and great second chance prizes. So say, I'm in. Minnesota Lottery. Must be 18 or older to play.
For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness, and welcome to football season.
And the clock has now hit triple zeros. The final score, Golden Gophers get the win, 23-10. And Drake Lindsey with 290 yards passing, 19 for 35, two touchdowns and an interception. Taylor, 30 carries for 141 and a big night.
Mike Grimm last night on the Gophers radio network. Gophers get the victory, but their head coach was far from satisfied.
It couldn't have gone worse in the first half offensively. And I'm not saying that it wasn't good football. I came in at halftime and I told our guys, that was good football. We just didn't execute. We got an ankle tip off of Jamison Gear's ankle for an interception. We don't get the ball in the end zone. We take a sack. We don't get a fourth down. You know, we bobble the ball. We don't catch it. So it was one of those halves that it's like, wow, it didn't go so well. Defensively, I thought it did. But I'm really proud of our team's response.
That's PJ Fleck. The Vikings are another day closer to their opener. Yesterday, head coach Kevin O'Connell named their captains.
Our captains will have eight of them: Harrison Smith, Brian O'Neill, Josh Metellus, Justin Jefferson, Andrew DePaula, Jonathan Grenard, Aaron Jones, and J.J. McCarthy. Almost 28 players receive votes. We're going to have, in addition to those guys, we'll have our leadership, you know, group that I meet with regularly throughout the year. But those guys are clearly viewed by their teammates in a certain way.
Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.